Where I live is, you know, I live in a city, but we go up north into the sticks of Wisconsin a lot, and in the fall you'll be driving along and you see these guys in blaze orange, man, the wheel of a pickup truck with a couple of deer on the top. The deer look sad. They look sad. But one time we were driving up into Michigan, and the little popcorn deer, they must have been not even yearlings yet, little tiny ones, were all lined up along the side of the road. And my buddy was with the times a percussionist, and you should never trust anyone who hits things for a living anyway. He was sort of an existentialist too, and he just said, man, let's just punch it, go for it, man, see what happens. It won't cross the road. I was going like 30.
Man, I can't, there's just so cute, I just hit work.
My karma would be fucked up forever. So we were late for this gig, and he was really pissed off, because he was like, oh no, I'm not going to get paid. And I was like, you know, whatever. And he goes, you should write a song since you're so sensitive about it. So I did, and this is what I came up with. Thank you. you. What's happening? How many of you have sitters at home right now? A couple of you do? Well, I sure appreciate you guys coming out on a Wednesday night in your town here and supporting me and my music. And I want to thank the mighty Jeff Lang once again for coming all the way from Australia to tour in our country. Cancer survivor in my family, and she's a mighty, mighty bright light indeed. And one day I was complaining to her on the phone about, like, oh, it's so hard out here, I'm really having a difficult time, and I can't seem to get my guitar to stay in tune and stuff. And she was like, who do you think you're talking to? And I realized just how much bullshit we put ourselves through. So I wrote this song for it. It's on my new record. It comes out July 30th. Oh. Thank you. And this is a tune called Breathe.